The beautiful melody of the annual King Holiday once again is being marred by the discord between the three living children of Coretta and Martin Luther King Jr. A week from now, they're expected to be back in another courtroom on another case, this one even more extreme, the for-profit King Estate suing the nonprofit King Center. It is such a sad story, not only for the King legacy and for Atlanta, but especially for Martin, Dexter, and Bernice. Truth be told, I've known and loved each of them since I was 11 years old. They've been through so much, the loss of both their parents and their oldest sister, Yolanda, my best friend in fifth and sixth grade. Assuredly, they've been their own worst enemies, but they also have been unfairly maligned in the press, often through no fault of their own. Their father was not a rich man. The main thing he had of value were his writings and his words. He had all of his speeches and sermons copywritten. That is what he left to his heirs. Although we feel Martin Luther King Jr.'s teachings belong to all of us, his writings and his words actually do belong to his children. And they do have a right to benefit from them, just as the heirs of Henry Ford and John F. Kennedy have a right to benefit from their family's estates. But every time the siblings go to court, they just bring more tarnish to their generation, and they further damage the relationships that they have with each other. So in the name of love, please stop. Martin, Dexter, and Bernice, find a way to make peace. Draw upon your parents' wisdom of nonviolence and resolve your differences for the public good. What a fitting way that would be to honor your parents.